Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But as I mentioned, the Cardinals had lost five in a row. We've just lost three, and it feels like the end of the world. But we still have a lot of season in front of us. And, you know, the crazy thing is when we beat the Bills and nobody thought that that would happen, I think you have a shot to go over. I know as crazy as it sounds because of how dysfunctional it feels like the offense can be at times. You go over and beat the Colts, and again, you just beat another really good team that people are talking about the playoffs. Look, the Colts are all in, guys. When you make the kind of trade that the Colts made to go to try to improve your team, two things. One, and by the way, I don't know where you're at on this Daniel Jones situation. I don't know what you think about this because you watch him in New York and you're like, what the hey is going on? But the Colts are saying, we have our quarterback.
Yep.
We got our guy, and guess what? We are about to make other moves that make our football team a whole lot better. And so that is why if you were to win on Sunday, again, it's another statement. Because this is a team that's now making trades and they're trying to do things to improve this season. They're not talking about, you know, next year. So when you trade for Sauce Gardner and you give up two first-round picks, you're saying, I got my quarterback. And I don't know if that's true. I don't think that's where I would be with Daniel Jones. He's having a really good year. But you just heard Art say, they're not doing incredibly creative stuff. They're just executing really well.
The Colts have been fortunate that they've played a pretty weak schedule. They've beaten the Dolphins, the Titans twice, the Raiders, the Cardinals, a banged-up Chargers team, a Broncos team that they shouldn't have won the game in. It was a blocked extra point
or whatever it was. Bad beat.
You know, they win that game as well. And the one playoff team from last year that they played, the two playoff teams from last year that they played, the Rams and the Steelers, they lost to them both. So after this Falcons game, their schedule gets very, very thick and tough. Chiefs, Texans, Jaguars on the road, Seahawks on the road, 49ers, Jaguars, and Texans on the road.
We're about to find out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're not stupid. They know that the final seven games of this season are going to be the real litmus test of what they are. I keep telling you that last year's Vikings. If they don't have a home playoff game, they're losing in the first round of the playoffs.
And that's what happened with the Vikings.
Yeah.
Went on the road, Rams.
And they walked away from Sam Darnold last year in favor of a guy that they had drafted, obviously, but I don't think the Colts are walking away from Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has always been a quarterback. If you surround him with everything else that he needs,
he's good.
He could stay within himself. Here's the rub, though. What you need to win in the playoffs, because when you have to win three or four consecutive games, you need your quarterback to make big-time plays in every crunch situation. And I don't know that Daniel Jones is that guy yet. I don't think we'll know until he gets there.
I agree. And again, Brian Daboll did a really good job for 1 year with him, but this looks like a revitalized guy. But he's got one of the best running backs in run games and maybe the best offensive line in the league. So we are going to be challenged Sunday. That's what I'm saying. Everybody right now is like, oh, we're about to go to Berlin and lose. Well, slow your roll. Nobody thought we were going to beat the Bills. And this is kind of where I'm at. I just don't – I'm not ready to give up yet. I know it's tempting.
No, I mean
– But I'm not – I'm just not.
The hard part is that to finish at 8-9, they have to go 5-4 the rest of the way.
Right. And it's hard to believe that this team's going to do that with what we've seen.
To go 6-3, you go 9-8, and you still might not make the playoffs.
You need 10 wins. You need 10 wins.
The NFC's pretty mediocre at this point. So, but, I mean, when you look across the slate and the standings, I mean, you're a game behind the last place Minnesota Vikings, who are 4-4 in their own division.
Mm.
You had a whole lot of 5-3 teams out there. Look, if you would have asked a bunch of people, you know, name me two teams with at least 5 wins after 8 weeks in the NFC South, I don't think anybody would have had the Panthers in that group.
No,
some of us would have.
I would not have.
But most people would have said the Bucs and the Falcons, and obviously it's not that way. And right now my Falcons to make the playoffs ticket is not looking or feeling really good.
No. Well, the crazy thing is this could come down to – because to finish the season, right, you have basically – well, you've got 5 NFC games.
Listen,
when you talk about the Cards, Rams, and Saints, but my point is, real quick, just those last 3 games, it could come down to, if you put yourself in this position, it could come down to those 3 games at Bucks, at Cardinals, Rams, Saints to finish the season, all having a major impact on the standings and the playoff standings potentially. But yeah, I
would tell you right now, other than the Seahawks and the Rams,
yeah,
right now everything else feels winnable.
Oh, it does. Especially
you
with
always,
the
you
with
always
the,
play the Buccaneers as well.
Well, the Jets, with the Jets trading guys away
right.
today.
Well, you know that. I mean, but you have 2 games against the Saints. I mean, obviously, no walk in the park at all. Going out west isn't easy when you go to the Cardinals, but who knows what they're going to be at that point in time in the season.
Who's the quarterback?
That's also a fair question. All I'll say is this. Win or lose this game, you better beat the Panthers. That's Arthur's fire button. Whenever you lose to the Panthers, he hits the fire button. Cost Arthur Smith his job. Cost Dan Quinn his job. That could be the game right there.
Here's the reason why, though. Weren't we supposed to be ahead of them? Not talking about standings and just from an organizational standpoint.
Yes.
We were supposed to be ahead of them. From a player situation, even a coaching staff, where we were last year, how it looked like we were going to win this division. We just felt like we were light years ahead of them. This was going to be 2 years before the Carolina gets their stuff right.
Do you want to know why you felt light years ahead of them?
Why?
Because Kirk Cousins was your quarterback.
Mm. That's it?
The whole thing went off the rails when he played injured last year. The whole
I didn't forget
thing.
How to play quarterback.
He did not.
Maybe you did.
Maybe he did. Maybe he did now after taking it.
Did you see him in that game against?
Yeah, it looked bad. But the offense isn't designed for him. He's not a.
Whoa! What?
It's the same OC as last year.
It's the same offense, you know?
How often did Kirk Cousins run out of the pistol last year? Never.
How often is Michael Penix running out of the pistol this year?
97% of the time.
Are you going to defend this by saying the offense is not his? They built this for him.
No, they didn't. They built this particular offense for Michael Penix.
Oh, goodness.
Come on. You're not telling me they're running the same offense as last year.
Yes.
No, you're not. You're lying. You're not paying attention.
You're
not even close to paying attention. Kirk Cousins is a under-center play-action quarterback.
They don't run under-center last year.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
The entire Steeler game, the first game of the season, everybody's
going, first game.
No. It's the first game in which we said, what are we doing? It was the pistol. It was what are we?
Kirk is one of the best
this?
Play-action quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, but he didn't have the mobility to do the things you're talking about, so they tried to protect him with the shotgun and the pistol.
He was fine through 9 games. We're not going to play. That's why I yelled at you on Twitter. We're not going to play this revisionist history game about what
Kirk
was and wasn't.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I know you weren't paying attention. Some people were, but you weren't.
If you take out the Tampa games and what the 300-yard passing game against Minnesota, his numbers weren't great last year. They were average.
No one said his numbers were great. He stayed within his system and played well, and the team and the offense are scoring points.
Right,
he played well in
crappy
like 4
system
games.
We're in right now that we're not producing points.
It's not the same.
We didn't score last year, Zeno.
Come on.
You know this. The only game we've put up numbers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Was the Saints game, which is what I was talking about. You can't even go there.
The only game he put up numbers in the Buccaneers game. He threw for almost 500 yards in that game.
That's what I just said. That's the only Saints game.
It's the outlier.
Sorry. I meant Bucks, not Saints.
Okay.
Yes, that is the outlier. We didn't score points last year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.